can't take you. Going to Chicago. Sorry, I can't take you. There's nothing in Chicago and a boy like you.
Going to Chicago, can't take you. Joshua Redman with three tracks from his album called Where Are We? Thematically traveling around the United States in that each track has a geographical location in that country. And it's sort of a cool album in a sense, very departure for him in many ways. But the playing is still very good, and he's got very solid instrumentation there in his band. Joshua Redman. And we've slipped into our second hour of our program already. It's 11:06 Central Time here in Winnipeg. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. Jazz from 10 to 1 live here in the studio and live streamed at CKUW.ca and archived there as well. So you can check out former shows and find out what you missed if such is your wish. Another change in pace now. There's a new album out by an Australian pianist, educator, composer that I truly like. Her name is Andrea Keller, and she has had some previous releases, does a lot of experimental stuff, does a lot of mentoring and working with students and whatever, and giving them opportunities to play in her Monday night sessions, as she used to have them in Melbourne, maybe still does. But now she is travels a bit more around the country and has some fine stuff. This album is called Flicker and Polar Bird, and it has both new and some previously recorded material. And as the title, well, the cover says, Trio Strings Voices. There you go. She has her trio has John Mackey on saxophone and Miroslav Bukovsky on trumpet and flugelhorn, Keller on piano, of course. And there are string sections from both Sydney and Canberra, and several vocalists on some tracks. The tracks that have vocalists, and there's a previous album of hers that is fully that way, where she has taken poems and composed tunes to go with those poems, and they are very evocative and very well done. I'm impressed with her writing as well as her playing. She has a great touch and plays well, as well as being able to compose and communicate really well. This album I truly like, and I'm going to play two tracks. Actually, the sort of core of the album is a five-part suite called Flicker. Flicker parts 1 through 5, and it is very solid. It moves through many moods. It is intimately involved with the trio and with others. It is a very, very fine part of the album, and the album itself is very, very fine. In fact, it is one of my faves for the year, for sure. Andrea Keller from Australia. Here are two tracks, Flicker Parts 1 and 2, from her album Flicker and Polar Bird. Thank you. Flicker, parts 1 and 2, with pianist Andrea Keller and her trio plus strings from the album Flicker and Polar Bird. She's a very fine musician and teacher in Australia as well, and I find her music very appealing. Andrea Keller. And it now is 11:22 Central Time. You're listening to Voyage. My name's Keith Black here at CKUW. And I'm about to go into my historical segment now, so I'd like to make you aware of where we are, because you're going to hear nothing about music for the next half hour or so, and this will be quite a change from what you just heard. The sort of usually peacefully resolved, although quite complicated, but the peacefully resolved music of Andrea Keller. Now we'll get to, from 1973, one of the seminal albums in the development of pianist Herbie Hancock. As I mentioned at the outset, Hancock played with Miles and has done all sorts of tremendous things, worked very across a huge range, and has been a tremendous contributor to the jazz world. In 1973, he was apparently sort of exploring different directions to take his music, and this release was definitely rock jazz fusion classic at the time, and it has since been acknowledged as being one of the important albums on that genre, and the Library of Congress actually added it to its National Recording Registry, which collects culturally, historically, or aesthetically important sound recordings. There you go. So the Headhunters is, this is very much largely in your face, very out there, jazz rock type stuff, funk, rock, and whatever, however you want to define it, it's up to you. But it has some very interesting people, and it really does work quite well. The musicians, of course, Herbie Hancock on Fender, electric piano, Hohner D6 clavinet, ARP Odyssey, and ARP Pro Soloist synthesizers. Benny Maupin on tenor, sax, soprano, sax cello, bass clarinet, and alto flute. Paul Jackson on bass guitar and marimbula. Harvey Mason on drums, and he did the arrangement on the best-known track, which is Watermelon Man. And then Bill Summers on agogo balafon, cabasa, congas, gango kui, log drum, shakiri, surdo, tambourine, and a beer bottle on Watermelon Man. There you go. This is a neat album. I said at the outset, I don't think I've ever played. I may have played a track, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago, but no more than that. But now I'm going to play you a half hour or so of Herbie Hancock, Headhunters, a classic album from 1973. So hang on. Here we go. The tracks are, the first one is Chameleon. Then Watermelon Man, which is the a single from that album that actually made it into the Billboard list for a while. And then Sly, S-L-Y, is the third track. Here we go. Herbie Hancock, Headhunters, Chameleon. I'm
We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
Well, as a very old expression goes, that cat do fly. That was Herbie Hancock from the sort of groundbreaking for him and sort of classic album Headhunters from 1973, where he immersed himself solidly in the jazz rock fusion mode. And along with bands like Weather Report and whatnot, were very influential in adding another sort of notch to the jazz curriculum, if you will. So how's that for a mixed metaphor? However, so a really good album, and I haven't. I think I was playing Watermelon, or someone was playing Watermelon Man last week, and I said to myself, I have not played Headhunters, and I've got to do it on my show. So that was my historical segment today from 1973. Herbie Hancock with a lot of electrics, and the beer bottle was very effective on Watermelon Man, I thought. But there you go. And it's now 11:59, and I have sort of a bit of a responsibility to tell you exactly what you're listening to.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us, and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and